This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the big, bargaining chips, pain points, stumbling blocks maybe, of the negotiations that are happening over Russia and Ukraine is a natural gas pipeline that sits on the floor of the Baltic Sea that would double the amount of natural gas that Russia can send to Germany. It's called Nord Stream 2, and it's done. It's ready to go, but it's just sitting there, not full of gas, as everybody waits to see how everything shakes out. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us up to speed on the geopolitics of global energy.
Since the building of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was announced in 2015, German officials have called it a commercial endeavor.
For Germany, this is about a reliable supply of gas because they're getting out of nuclear and they want to get out of coal, so they need natural gas. So what's the problem?
Daniel Fried was U.S. ambassador to Poland in the Clinton administration and helped lead the West's response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in 2014.
The trouble with that view is that Putin regards gas as a weapon.
Currently, Germany gets up to 75% of its natural gas from Russia. Now, a lot of that travels through pipelines in Ukraine, which charges for the privilege. Chris Miller at Tufts University says, sure, Nord Stream 2 would let Russia avoid paying Ukraine, but that's not really what's at stake here.
I think it's wrong to overly focus on $1 billion here or $1 billion there in European energy markets. That's actually not a large sum of money when it comes to the global gas trade. And it's certainly not a large sum of money when it comes to what the impact would be of a vast war between Russia and Ukraine.
Miller says for Russia, these decisions are about geopolitics, never market efficiency. For Germans and the rest of Western Europe, more gas coming in would alleviate some strain on the energy market, and fuel prices would likely come down. Germany, like the rest of the countries in the Paris Climate Agreement, is trying to shift its energy mix. Christine Brezina at the German Marshall Fund says for years, Germans have described Russian gas as the least bad energy option. But now that political tensions are escalating, German officials have some decisions to make.
So the question will come down to how does Germany prioritize its climate goals, its nuclear phase-out goals, and its geopolitical and security goals right now?
She says where Germany lands on that list of priorities will determine whether Nord Stream 2 comes online or continues to lay dormant at the bottom of the Baltic Sea. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.